From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Anguilla's governor rejects charges of arrogance made by the island's chief minister. Montserrat experiencing a break from volcanic eruptions, and one opposition party pushing for international observers threatens to boycott Jamaica's next general election. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Anguilla's Chief Minister Hubert Hughes is expressing public dissatisfaction with the island's new governor, Robert Harris. Mr. Hughes has accused Governor Harris of standing in the way of a proposed airport project and of lack of consultation on several issues affecting Anguillans. The Chief Minister is known to oppose controversial reserve powers of governors of Britain's dependent territories in the Caribbean. But when he aired those concerns last January, the Foreign and Commonwealth Office said there were no plans to introduce such powers, but Britain was at the time restating its right to do so. Chief Minister Hughes, in revisiting the issue, told me that Governor Harris is relentlessly pushing for that kind of authority.
I am extremely frustrated with the idea of governor's arrogance. And we're the governor who's not qualified on economic matters, but want to dictate how we live and die, because he feels he has his friends at the Foreign Office behind him.
But the fact remains that Anguilla is a dependent territory of Britain.